Atomic Cast. Who knows what the Atomic Cast will be? It's a bit of this and a bit of that. The spectrum of dialogue is endless. In a stream of consciousness, lively chat. To become one with the Atomic Cast, all you do is eat in a car. And we can get off free flow with you. Format free, we welcome any and all. AtomicCast1@gmail.com. That's a virtual ticket to heaven. Call 832-819-3867. Leave us a message as soon as you can.
We'll hash
out a brand new plan. On the Atomic Cast. Yeah, the Atomic Cast. Be the Atomic Cast plan. On the Atomic Cast. Yeah, the Atomic Cast. Be the Atomic Cast plan.
That.
Sex and drugs and women being set on fire.
You're listening to AtomicCast.
Faster now, deeper now, into your throat. The secret is not to choke. Take my shaft by its base, stuff the whole thing in your face. That's how you suck on my cock.
Hey, what's that you got on your face?
Huh? Blah, blah, blah.
See how that works?
Are you really singing like that, Shay?
Yeah.
That's not appropriate.
Yeah, it was me.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Just, that's just, you shouldn't be embarrassed.
I need an explanation.
It's just, it was real bad.
Why?
Just real bad. That's all I got.
Why? Keep saying it. Keep saying it was bad.
Shay.
Keep saying it was bad.
How did they email the show?
Hold on.
You can call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
And how do they email the show?
You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I just came.
The afterglow.
Oh my God, I just came hard.
Yeah, it's the afterglow.
I like that you were saying that I was bad. That really got me, man.
Clearly. Let's move on.
Can I get new boxers here? My pants are wet. They're going to stick to my dick.
Maybe you should just go home. Me and Wolford are handling it from here.
Which is impressive because I'm a grower, not a shower, as I've explained.
Several times.
Yeah.
No, so me and Wolford will take it from here.
I'm almost...
Why don't you go home? Just go home and take your pants
I'm
off.
I'm almost an innie right now, and it's still sticking to my dick. That's how much cum I just came.
Good for you.
This is like the opposite of horror junk. Shay's leaving, and I'm taking over.
Nice.
Yes.
Anyway, this is episode 2 of the 2-episode stretch that we're having to do again for you, Shay, you fucking slacker who can't stick around the area to fucking record a fucking episode.
It's fucking holidays, man.
Unbelievable.
The fucking holidays. I gotta go out and see my stupid girlfriend in stupid Washington, D.C.
Stupid.
Why don't you date somebody local?
Yeah, dude.
Right?
Come on.
Duh. God, what was I thinking?
Why is she not moved here so you can break up with her in 3 weeks?
Cause that's
Shay.
That's coming later down the road after she gets super attached, and then she'll move out here and move her entire life out here, and then I'll break up with her 3 weeks after she moves out here.
So I think instead of covering our shit that we've got planned, we should just make Shay tell his divorce story.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Happy holidays.
I'm just saying that could be a thing if we run out of things to talk about. That could be a thing. I'm not saying we have to do it now.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm saying keep it on the back burner.
All right.
For when we run through our topics.
So just...
When the show goes off the rails, you'll know, I got divorced once. And then you just tell the story.
You might... I might need some leading in that. And whereas, I mean, like, I might need to ask me some questions, and then I'll answer them. Just because, like, there's a lot of events with that, like, I don't know where to start type thing.
That seems easy.
Well,
the starting point seems easy.
Well, it's easy for
for you. I could start that story.
You could start.
How about I could tell the whole thing.
How about you tell the whole fucking thing then?
You should.
Why haven't you done that yet then? If you want me to tell us about it, why don't you just tell?
It's like Wolford said, I need to get some free drinks out of it somehow. Not sure how it's going to happen exactly, but maybe.
You're a fucking dick.
Dude. Anyway, we're coming up on Christmas. What's everybody's Christmas plans? Shay, well, you're going to D.C. like an idiot.
I'll be in D.C. with my girlfriend's family, so I'll be there.
Celebrating Jesus on the coast.
Although her dad's Jewish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so they're Hanukkah. So they're also celebrating Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And they
what's her mom?
Spiritual, I don't think anything.
Like a Protestant-ish?
they don't go to church or anything like that. Oh. Her mom calls it Spooky You. It was like a...
Spooky You?
Yeah, it's...
She Wiccan?
No, I don't know what it was, but it wasn't like a...
She go to Monsters University?
It sounds... When she explains it, it almost kind of sounds like it. And that's not like degrading at all. I'm not trying to be mean to what she's saying, because that's honestly how she says it. She says she went to Spooky U, and it was more like, you know... astrological classes and things like
shit.
That.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but I mean, she's a...
Like a real college? What this shit?
I don't know.
Like astrology shit?
Yeah.
Like a college?
Yeah, but now...
Where'd she go to college?
I couldn't tell you.
Janet, text Shay where she went to college.
Yeah.
Is she listening?
If it's appropriate for
her. I don't know. I actually am not sure if she's listening.
Yeah.
But if she is, Janet, text me where. But yeah, no, I'm not exactly sure where it was. But yeah, it sounds like that's more what it was like, kind of like more of a spiritual thing. And I mean, I don't think her mom's religious by any means. We're not going to do the church thing. Whew. Because I would just be sitting at home by myself because I'm not going. I will never. My dad tries to get me to go to church on Christmas, and my dad's an atheist, but he likes Christmas service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like he started to get me to go a couple, and I'm like, no, not doing it. Mm. And like last Christmas, I was home.
What's his wife? Is his wife
Lutheran?
Okay.
She's Lutheran, and so my little brother he's also Lutheran, but he's 16.
No, he's atheist, right?
He's fucking 16, so he's atheist. He's just going through that rebellion phase, and I mean, right. he'll end up. I have a strong feeling he will end up being a Christian.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird transition to go from atheist to Christian.
At 16, you rebel against anything that is your parents.
But half of his parents are atheist.
But my dad supports his religion. My dad goes to church like when things are going on and like the big events there at the church. Yeah. Yeah, my dad supports it. It's not like my dad's like, and honestly, like I kind of told you before, like my dad and I have never had a real conversation about what religion he is.
Yeah.
I know that he went to church a bit when he was a kid and then they just kind of stopped going. I don't know why. I never cared to ask. But yeah, I have no idea. I'm 100% certain that he's an atheist, but he's never told us that.
Yeah.
So I think much in the same way, like with my little brother, like he's never said it. He's not going to say it.
Yeah. Good. You know? He shouldn't.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For my brother.
Kids decide on their own.
And that exactly. I think that's exactly what he's doing.
Good for your dad.
Right. My dad's like your dad. He's a smart guy.
Can I
with
be friends
that
with your dad? Ask your dad if he wants to be friends.
My dad likes you.
I'd be friends with your dad.
You can be friends with my dad.
You should bring your dad on the show.
Hey, can you bring your dad on the show?
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Bring him by.
I could probably get my dad over here some night.
Oh. Yeah.
I wouldn't be embarrassed. I wouldn't give a fuck.
You need to ask him a bunch of sex stories and all the drugs he's done. And
all about Shay's mom.
Oh, that'd be a fun story. That'd be fun.
If we could get him liquored up a little bit and a little...
Dude, my dad has a loose tongue when he gets liquored up. Oh, yeah,
nice. My there loose tongue was in your mom's clit all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure his tongue is that loose, but like he'll just keep talking and like he'll.
I used to put it in her ass all the time.
Dude, I hope not. Like, I hope not.
You're gonna be like, this is the worst idea I've ever had.
Yeah, I hope my dad doesn't ever say that to me. I don't think he will. But Jesus Christ, if he did, I would just because I for some reason like you know, oh my God, do you ever picture somebody's asshole?
No.
Sometimes
why would
I
ever do that?
I don't know.
No.
Sometimes I picture what people's assholes would look
like. What? Yeah. You've got something wrong in your brain.
And like, I picture my mom.
You gotta go get help for that, man.
I picture my mom having just a very dirty asshole.
Can I call somebody?
She doesn't wipe properly.
Sort this out exactly, Brian.
Are you really picturing mom's asshole in your head?
Right
now. Is that
really
something you do?
Right now I am, because Brian just mentioned it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I picture if there's, like, the brown ring around it and things like that.
I think you need therapy.
I think you need help, man.
I don't know. What do you get therapy for with that?
I think about my mom's asshole a lot because this guy brought it up on a podcast once.
Well, I've thought about it right now because you brought it up. But in general, I don't think about my mom's asshole.
No, but you said you think about other people's assholes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Even that's a weird thing. That's not normal, Shay.
Sometimes
you shouldn't do that.
You think about Tim's asshole?
No.
Shay, don't.
No, I don't.
That's the right answer.
No,
thank you.
I don't. But when I think about it, it's because, you know, you see porn and you see... you know, the girls' assholes.
Okay.
And, like, you wonder, like, is that what an asshole really looks like? But then you see other porns where, like,
the
girls' assholes are, like, stained and...
She didn't get her asshole bleached.
That's the thing. Like, I wonder,
I know what you mean. Sometimes it's on the outside. It's on the cheeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes the asshole.
So sometimes, like, I'll see a girl.
It's a little...
Yeah.
It's a little...
Balloon knot?
It's a balloon knot. Sometimes it's a...
It's an areola. It's a
smeary balloon nut.
Yeah, it's a long areola on their ass. So yeah. So sometimes I'll look at a girl and be like, I wonder if her asshole looks like the little balloon or if it's like just a big brown stain.
Did you know you can see Anne Heche's asshole in the Psycho remake?
No.
Apparently when she falls over the bathtub.
I also don't care to.
I'm just saying, it's there. For
assholes,
those at home.
The thing is, assholes are not something that turn me on at all. Like, assholes gross me out.
Yeah, me too.
Like, not so it's not like that's something I would want to look at. And Tim, you've licked assholes, so you don't get to comment. I saw that look. Like, you...
It's a beautiful thing.
No, it is not. It's a poop machine. Literally a poop machine.
Exit only.
Yeah. Turds come out of that.
I don't know.
Brown, stinky turds.
I heard some dudes shove beads up there, Shay. I heard that's something that some guys do sometimes.
Yeah, 20-year-olds do.
Yeah.
20-year-olds do when they're...
20-year-olds and then rip them out like if they're starting on...
What's that sound? Yeah, no. I'm not embarrassed. I've had anal beads
really?
On my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're not embarrassed? And yet you're trying to embarrass me for licking an asshole.
Are you embarrassed about licking an
just
asshole?
Just a handful of times. No, it's fine.
Then we have nothing to be embarrassed
no,
about.
Because it wasn't a real asshole. It was his gigantus porn, and he was just licking the paper.
It was my
exactly.
It was my beautiful wife's asshole. That's all.
Wow, how this tone has changed.
I didn't realize that's what it was. Gross.
How this tone has changed
it was a real
in the past hour.
Butthole one time.
Yeah.
I worked with when I was a teenager, I worked landscaping, and this old guy ran it. He used to refer to women's butts as turd cutters. And I thought that was the weirdest and grossest thing ever.
It's hilarious, though. That's the thing. Like, sometimes, like, I'll be watching a porn, and it's like I'll see a dude eating out a girl's ass. And when I see that, and then I'll see the girl's ass, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, like, I'd do that, too, to her. But then, like, I'll think about, like, but then I'll see some, like, gross, like, I'll look on Gone Wild on Reddit. And some of those girls' assholes, I'm like, I would. Like, that stinks. I can smell it through the computer. Because I feel like the ring around the butthole stinks.
I think it depends on the time of day that you do
like
it.
Like, if they just took a shit?
Yeah, that's a bad time. That's a bad time to do it.
Like, I just took a shit. Why don't you lick my asshole?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know.
All right, can we move on? Wolford, what are you doing for Christmas besides licking assholes?
Wow, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, Shay derailed that shit.
Dealing with my stupid family.
Why are they stupid?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Christmas season. I relate it
Amen.
Back to that I worked at Kmart. In high school.
Okay.
And fucking retail during Christmas is like
especially
the worst thing
Kmart's
ever.
Kmart's like one step down below Walmart.
Well, see, at the time, it was just the dirty Walmart in town.
Yeah.
And then Kmart was like the in-between. And then Target was like the pristine,
the fancy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I fucking hate Christmas time.
We're old.
And so then
when Kmart was in between.
Exactly.
Kmart's been this shithole for like 15 years.
And now Kmart's out of business here in Peoria. So.
But recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're almost out of business everywhere.
Yeah.
Are they actually out of business now? I don't think so.
I think the one in Pekin's still open.
Oh.
And
but it's
Morton
the racist Kmart.
Oh.
Morton too, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Holy shit. I went to Pekin the other day.
Why? Why did you do that?
I wanted to feel better about himself.
I don't even want to go to Pekin. I don't even want to say. But like I went to Pekin.
Anal beads?
No. And I was driving through and I was
somebody
like,
at the Peoria porn store might recognize me. I need to go to the Pekin one.
But I don't even, is there a porn store in Pekin?
I'm sure there is.
Probably. But no, I was driving through and I was like, holy shit. Like I don't, like I haven't been there in years. I was like, what a fucking shithole. Like Pekin, why would, sucks. Oh yeah, we don't need,
oh,
holy oh, shit. Oh.
It's all good.
Tim's drunk.
Knocking us over.
Yeah.
I stole your beer. You're still one beer behind.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
was this one over here?
I don't know. That's the one with the cigarette butts in it.
That's good.
Nobody in here smokes.
That's the one I farted in.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you think my ass tastes delicious.
Bringing it back around to licking assholes again.
Yeah, you can lick my asshole.
I hope this isn't one of those episodes, that, like the horror junk episode, the last three quarters is all gay shit. Let's not do that.
Fat kid says it's not popping up to listen live.
Well, yeah, we might be over the time limit.
Don't know.
Well, go to radio.atomicast.com. It should still be live.
That's where I was sending people.
Well, it might not say live, but it should still be playing, right?
I don't know.
Tell them
to. Oh, wait, hang on.
I don't like this.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? Let's keep talking. I'll try to figure it out.
All right. So, Brian, you're not doing anything.
What
are you doing for Christmas?
Siblings are bringing their kids over like the Saturday after Christmas.
Okay.
And they're going to tear my house up, and then I'm going to be like, get the fuck out.
What are you doing on Thursday, though?
Probably nothing.
You're just going to hang out at home with your fiance?
Yeah. Christmas Eve, we're going to her mom's house. Well, actually, her mom's coming over to our house.
Okay.
But, I mean... We decided...
Is she spending the night?
No.
Okay.
She lives like 2 minutes away.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Fucking...
But we decided no...
You like half dodged a bullet with that. Because on one side, like she's only going to stay for a little bit.
Yeah.
On the other side, she lives 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
So she can come for hours whenever she wants.
Could be... Well, she doesn't get around too well. So we have to go pick her up. So.
Oh, okay.
So she doesn't really stop by unless it's like a pre-planned thing.
Okay, that's also half dodging a bullet.
Yeah. But it's really good because Amanda's going to make a bunch of food.
Okay, is she a good cook?
Oh, she's an amazing cook.
Really? Is she going to... Yeah. Why didn't she make food for the podcast?
Yeah, why didn't she?
If she would have known before like 8 a.m. today, she probably would have.
Rude.
God.
What a bitch.
Seriously, Jesus, man.
I'll tell her to make desserts next time I come over.
Not desserts, dinner. I don't like I don't like sweet desserts.
If we podcast at my house, we'll come over and she'll make you dinner.
But there's a lot of shit to move.
Yeah, I know. But we decided no presents this year because on her mom's side, because like the years has been a shit show. We were talking a lot of it at dinner and stuff. So we were all just like, fuck it. No presents this year. We're over it. So... This kind of sucks because you have to do all the regular stuff and not get any presents for it.
But who needs presents anymore? Presents are so stupid. I you know, when I was growing up, I remember when I was a kid, my dad, I would always ask him, Jesus Christ, I am drunk. You're right. I'd always ask my dad what he wanted for Christmas, and he would always say nothing. Mm-hmm. And I always thought, like, Jesus, Dad, you're full of shit. Because everybody wants something.
Right.
Now I realize he was totally telling the truth. He really didn't want anything. And in fact, I would prefer to get nothing because now I need to act like I'm thankful for things and appreciative of things that I don't give a shit about.
It's uncomfortable.
Last year, my parents got me like two things,
mm-hmm.
and it was the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Because I just got to watch everybody else open their gifts. I had to open a sweater that I hated and a fucking book that was okay.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is
great. Did you read the book?
No.
No.
I don't read books, Jay.
I know.
Not good ones, anyway. Mm-hmm. But it was great because then I just got to watch everybody else open their gifts, and we went around the room and everybody would open their gifts, and you know, three rounds in, I'm like, I'm out of presents.
Oh.
I just got to watch everybody else.
You should go to Amanda's family. Their gift opening is like an 8-hour process.
Oh, it no.
Sucks.
Yeah, no.
Because they start from the youngest and move up, and everybody sits around and watches them open their presents.
Yep, not into that.
Sucks.
No, we watched like the, at least with my family thing, the big one is... My parents, my sister, and then her three kids, and me and my wife and my daughter. So I guess that one is getting bigger as the years go by and we all meet people. Yeah. But so we watched the kids. It's all about the kids, you know. Kids open their stuff. But it's just a frenzy. They just go nuts. But we save the important ones till later.
Yeah.
So it still probably takes a half hour.
I feel like it takes like an hour to open presents at my dad's house. Because every year, he's like, well, we're not really going to do much for Christmas this year. But I swear to Christ, every year, there's just so much shit to open. It's like, Jesus, man. Like, as you've gotten older and you're trying to save more for retirement, you're buying more presents every year.
I bought you a yacht.
He's done saving. He's in retirement.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's only 60. He's only 60. So, I mean, he still needs to keep trying to save, but...
Bleh.
By the way, like...
Bah humbug.
Going back to 2 weeks ago, I just farted and I sat down into the chair and it stinks. Yeah. Like, can you... Like, I'm sorry if you can smell it, Brian, but like... I sat down
Why did you call him Brian?
I've been calling him Brian all night.
That's not good.
Why?
Wolfie.
I've never once called him Wolfie.
Wolfie.
Never in my life. Have I ever called you Wolfie?
Yes, you have.
When?
When we were Buffalo Wild Wings, when we were hanging out with Stephanie.
Wolfie.
Oh, I was hammered.
Fat Kid says we're back online, and yes, Amanda is a kick-ass cook.
Yeah, I
fixed. So. Well, now I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed, because I wish that your fiance would have made us food.
Oh, she's amazing.
I'm
not fat for my health, Shay. I'm fat because she makes awesome food, and I'm like, I can't not eat it.
Anyway, I would like to talk about Christmas traditions as we're in the spirit of Christmas. Those of our listeners might think that what am I talking about?
You drunk.
Dude, I am. I don't know what's going on with me right now.
Need some more Green Dragon to clear that up.
I don't feel like I'm that drunk, but it's not going well for me right now.
I'm gonna take a hit right now.
Go for it. So here's the deal. People might think Christmas is a Christian holiday. Those people are stupid and wrong. Right, Shay?
Yes.
Right, Wolford?
Right.
Christmas is barely Christian. It started off as a Roman pagan holiday. They first introduced the holiday of Saturnalia, a week-long period of lawlessness celebrated between December 17th through the 25th, sort of like the Purge. For those of you horror nerds that are listening because of Wolford. During this period, Roman courts were closed. Roman law dictated that no one could be punished for damaging property or injuring people during the celebration. The festival began when Roman authorities, thank you, Shay, chose an enemy of the Roman people to represent the Lord of Misrule. Each Roman community selected a victim when they were forced to indulge in food and other physical pleasures throughout the week. At the festival's conclusion on December 25th, Roman authorities believed they were destroying the forces of darkness by brutally murdering this innocent man or woman. What is that, Wolford?
Some hot chick who's like a horror movie actress that friended me on Facebook posts pictures of her at the beach in a bikini all the time.
I thought that was Katy Perry.
I know, right? For a second. Somebody told her she looked like Katy Perry.
How can you tell that that's like a real actual person versus somebody that... Because I get friended requests from people all the time that are... clearly fake people.
Because she posts pictures of herself from movie premieres and the movies she's in, and I've seen movies that she's in.
Well, there you go. Mystery solved.
Aired at the Drunken Zombie Film Festival this year.
What's her name?
Megan...
Wilson?
Shadian?
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. She was in a movie called Naked Zombie Girl, where she is literally naked the entire time.
If that was the naked girl.
All right, now I'm going to friend her. Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
Fucking pervert. The ancient Greek writer, poet, historian Lucian described the festival's observance in his time. In addition to human sacrifice, he mentions these customs. In widespread intoxication, going from house to house while stinging naked, rape, sexual license, consuming human-shaped biscuits, still produced in some English and German bakeries during the time of Christmas season, sort of like a gingerbread man. So that's a wonderful... Christmas tradition that you can look back on that was actually, from the horrible origins of Christmas. In the 4th century, Christianity imported the Saturnalia festival and hoping to overtake the pagan masses. With the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Nice. Christian leaders succeeded in converting it to Christianity. So they sort of overtook the Saturnalia festival and turned it into Christmas. But the problem is that there was nothing intrinsically Christian about that holiday. To remedy this, the Christian leaders renamed Saturnalia, the Saturnalia's concluding day, December 25th, to Jesus' birthday.
Okay. So that's not Jesus' actual birthday.
It is not.
Oh, God, I'm shattered.
Oh. Are you shocked?
I'm shattered.
Even the people that believe that Jesus existed, the idiots that believe that, that was actually something that happened.
You don't think he actually existed, the dude?
I don't know. There's so many conflicting reports. I'm not sure if anybody could ever say 100%.
Well, no one's ever going to be able to say, like, yeah, that was an actual person.
Yeah.
I believe that there was somebody who might have been influential. Well, like a cult leader.
Yes.
Like Charles Manson is a real person.
Yeah. If there was that, which seems like there probably was, but if there was that, he was probably born much later, and probably midsummer.
Are you telling me he wasn't born from a virgin? Because well, that happens.
I'm not
Tim.
Saying that. I'm saying he was born later, like 20s to 30-ish, 80, and in the summer. Not zero.
Well, you know what?
Not
I mean,
zero. Not
Christ
zero.
Was born in zero. Thank you
the
very
Bible
much.
The tradition.
Something.
Yes, the Bible says.
And that's
okay.
Our whole calendar system is based on him being born on zero.
Well,
and on Christmas.
And on Christmas. That's why the new year is on Christmas.
It makes total sense when you think about it, right?
Right?
Makes
Duh.
Total sense.
God, we're smart.
Anyway, the Christmas tree was also a Saturnalia type of event. They used to cut down trees and decorate them with shit to talk about.
With shit?
With apples and stuff.
Gross.
Yeah, gross. What they didn't have a sewer system. What else are they gonna do with it?
Yeah, it was cavemans, wasn't it? Just
what?
Pooping our cavemans and just pooping our hand and throw it on the tree.
Yeah, I mean,
did you say cavemans?
Yeah,
cavemans.
Is that the plural of cavemans? Yeah. I don't think
you know
so.
The cavemans.
I don't think so. So even Christmas gifts are sort of a leftover. Those, I don't know, whatever. Those are not really a Christian thing that we're part of.
Duh.
Santa Claus, St. Nick, was born in Turkey in 270 CE and later became a bishop. He died at 75 years old, which is old for way back then.
And he was fat and had a beard, right?
No. That came much later. The fat and beard came in 1087. Uh-huh. A group of sailors idealized Jesus. What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm skipping
you're drunk.
Over all
idealized
sorts of stuff.
Jesus.
Idolized Saint
Nick. That makes
Nick.
Sense.
And they, you know, whatever, depicted him in different ways. 1809. No. I'm wrong. 1822 is the first time the 8 reindeer came about. Did you know, Shay? This one surprised me. The Night Before Christmas, you know that poem that everybody
yes.
knows?
Yes.
That is the first time they mentioned the reindeer, the 8 reindeer and all that fun stuff. Even him being fat with a beard.
It was made up in a poem.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was just later than I thought. And I didn't know that poem. I mean, I knew that poem obviously had some impact on Christmas. I didn't know it defined so much of
I didn't either.
St. Nick, but there it was.
Who wrote that poem? Do you know?
Yes, Dr. Clement Moore.
What a faggot.
Yep. And a Bavarian illustrator named Thomas Nast actually drew a more modern depiction of Santa Claus in 1862. He would draw comics for a newspaper and shit like that, which also seems really recent to me for a modern depiction of Santa Claus, 1862.
Seriously. And something that was like a worldwide version of Santa Claus, that's not that long.
Yeah, exactly. And when do you guys think he got his, or when and where do you think he got his... red cloaks.
1920.
Yeah, close.
From Coca-Cola.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because I knew that they basically created Santa Claus for a promotional campaign.
1931, they drew on inspiration from that Bavarian illustrator as well as the poem Night Before Christmas. And really, they didn't put much of their own spin on him except for the red cloaks.
Well,
it was a Coca-Cola red.
And do you know why he had the red nose?
Because he was drunk.
No, because Coca-Cola used to have cocaine, and he sniffed that shit up.
In 1930, I'm not sure if they did in 1931, but yes, I understand the reference.
Coca-Cola had cocaine in the 30s.
Really, in the 30s? I thought they did away with it in the 1800s.
No.
I know it was a thing that they used to have.
So I thought it went up through World War II, but...
Yeah, I did too.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I clearly don't know that much about it.
Have you ever snorted Coke?
No.
Coca-Cola?
No.
Oh, wow.
It burns.
Yeah, I mean, your nose is irritated as fuck afterwards.
Good to know. I will go ahead and not do that.
You shouldn't do it. You're a dad now.
I got other things. More important
things. Yeah, you probably should not snort Coca-Cola as a father.
Done. I will go
father
ahead
figure.
And go ahead and not snort Coca-Cola.
Have you ever thought about dressing up as Santa for your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm totally. Well, I don't know about dressing up as him, but I'm going to totally lie to her about the existence of Santa.
Yeah, I get that.
Totally lie.
No,
that's
but
not
I'm
an answer to this question whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, answer my question.
Am I going to dress up? No, I'm not sure. No.
Why not? Do you think she'd like enjoy that? And, you know, you could sneak into her room like a fucking creepy pedophile. And
what the fuck? Why would I enjoy doing that?
That's what Santa Claus does.
But I feel like that would be a weird situation. Like,
he breaks into your house and eats your cookies.
Oh, you're talking about while she's asleep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes, while she's asleep.
That's a weird thing. I thought you meant like on Christmas Day, like Tim would be like, all right, well, Dad's got to go out in the garage for a second and then come back and dress up as Santa. Yes. Like, hello, little girl.
That's the weird part is, yes, I want to be there to experience it with my kid and like be there as daddy.
But don't you want to see how big her eyes are going to open when she sees Santa Claus?
I can see that by paying some homeless guy to come into my house dressed as Santa Claus.
You're going to let a homeless guy come into your
fuck yes.
house?
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
I was going to say, he's going to call me and be like, can you come over dressed up as Santa, please?
You're the homeless guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that. No, I'm more. Yeah, I want to, you know, be there to watch her do that. So I don't want to be the person that makes her do that.
So she met Santa this past weekend.
She's met Santa several times. It has not gone well.
Yeah, this weekend didn't go well either.
No,
I mean just because like the Santa part, not the.
Yeah, in terms of meeting Santa, she doesn't. She's not a
because he's fucking creepy. She knows what he does. He sneaks in your house and watches over while you sleep. He watches you while you sleep.
It's so weird
in the poem.
Because I don't feel like we've built up Santa to be this weird, like celebrity type of figure for her. And she's totally friendly and nice, and she'll go up and hug anybody in the world. Yeah. But Santa, she's scared to death.
Yeah.
So we've got to be right, kind of right next to her to.
Like, no, it's not Santa. It's just some homeless guy. Just go hug him.
I know. She knows what you're
going
to do in the
future, I don't
future,
know what
dude.
It is about it. She's just getting that weird shy thing going on. Who knows?
No, I think it's this big dude with a big white beard and a hat. I think it's just like, and he's dressed all in red.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
Yeah, she's like a bull. You know, they shake the red cloak at her, and she's like, fuck this.
She thinks it's the devil.
Yeah.
Satan, not Santa.
She knows she's that God exists.
She doesn't
exists.
Think anything.
She knows no that idea. Jesus Christ is her Lord and Savior, and she knows that the devil wears red.
She does. She does know that. Yeah. We've made sure to teach her that.
Yeah.
She's like, I rebuke you.
Yeah. No.
All right.
So, anyways. Yeah, I'm on board with her believing in Santa. I will not be dressing up as Santa for her anyway.
Fair enough.
I'll wait until I'm much older and fatter and have white hair. It's just been an excuse to grow the beard out.
I'll never have white hair.
Oh. White beard. Say white beard.
You shave your head.
It can still be white.
You can grow it out, but like you never will. I know you'll never grow your hair out.
No, but it can still be white.
But you shave your head.
My little stubs can turn white.
They will. But you'll never let them grow out, so it's not the Santa Claus hair. Santa Claus has, like, long, luxurious hair.
No, Santa Claus is bald.
He's going to have to grow his white.
On the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're never going to let the sides grow out.
Well, I could be Santa, depending on what's the paycheck look like?
$0.
It's your child's
Santa. Do you think the mall Santa gets paid $0?
Yeah, they make, like, $30 a day.
No way.
They make dick.
You're full of shit.
I guarantee you
a
they
real
make dick.
Authentic Santa Claus with a real beard.
Haven't you ever seen Bad Santa? Come on.
Yeah, we watch it every year.
Yeah, what Santa in the mall has a real authentic beard?
Well, I imagine that you get paid more if you do have one.
How much more?
Three times
$35 a day.
Yeah.
$35 an hour.
No.
I would be a mall Santa for $35 an hour.
Yeah, you're never. No Santa makes $35 an hour.
Well, that's just
not
like
a chance.
Your opinion, man.
Google, man. Google that shit, man.
Anyway, that was all I have for
Brian, we're going to jump to you. sir.
Uh-oh.
Brian's got questions that his loyal fans have asked.
Loyal fans?
Yeah. Let's hear some of these questions, brother.
One of them said, why do they rock so hard?
Because who rocks so hard?
Us, dude. Us.
I don't know.
We don't.
It's because, that'd be my answer. No, I can answer this question very, very honestly.
Do it.
It's because we both have rock hard dicks. And it's impossible when we both have boners looking at each other to not rock this hard with our rock hard cocks.
That's it.
All right.
I also ejaculate every time we do the show.
Okay. I have nothing to contribute to that.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me.
Wolverine, I'm looking at you.
So am I.
Weird. Good old former Horror Junk listener, Prisoner 007, says, are you wearing pants?
No.
No.
Almost never anymore.
Totally dicks out this entire podcast.
He what?
Dicks out, right. Son. Dicks out.
Dicks out. I wasn't sure if he said dig or dicks.
Dicks.
I like it.
Is it really a question?
Can we start dicking out this podcast?
You can.
Can I?
Start it up, dude.
All right.
Oh, my God. He's actually taking his pants off. I don't want to see this. I'm going to start looking. No,
he's hesitating. He's going to puss out. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to look at your dog for the rest of the podcast.
He's not going to get his dick out. What's up, puppy? He's not going to do it.
How are you doing, puppy?
He doesn't have the balls. Literally.
Oh.
Literally no balls. Look at that. Sitting back down. Puss. Puss. Waiting for a show.
I'm an innie.
Waiting for a show. Got nothing. Got nothing. All right.
Well, Brian, you had a couple of topics you want to talk about. Well,
hold on, we're not done yet.
Oh, sorry.
I found a couple more.
I farted again.
God damn it. Murph asks, what would be your plot pitch for a buddy cop movie starring Warwick Davis and Peter Dinklage?
Oh, that's a fun question. Jeez,
I'm not good at shit like this.
Really? Oh, oops, man.
Just real bad.
All right, so I got this, man. All right, so Warwick Davis. He's kind of edge. He's kind of like, he's been around the block for a while. He's fucking Danny Glover in the midget world.
He's too old for this shit.
He's too old for this shit. So Warwick Davis, he's the cop that's been there. He's almost
the rookie. Oh, no, who's the? I get you. The other guy's the rookie.
Yes. Peter Dinklage. Stop, Jesus. Peter Dinklage. Shut up. You have no input on this. I'm going to turn your fucking mic off.
Oh, sad. Sad face. Rolling away from the
I'm
mic.
I'm good. I'm just going to watch. Observe.
Don't get butthurt.
I'm not butthurt. No, I'm good. I'm glad to sit back.
Warwick Davis. He's the cop. He's been around the block. He's close to retirement. Peter Dinklage. He's the cop who's coming up on the force. He's getting up on detective. They go. The two of them, they're paired together because they're both little people and they have to go undercover. Literally, under the covers. Because they're so small, they won't be detected. They are charged with determining whether or not the senator from Pennsylvania is in bed, literally, with the president. They have to go see if he is, if the senator guy from Virginia or Pennsylvania... If he is a communist, they're charged with going and finding whether or not he is. They get under the covers, and they tickle the toes, and they tickle the butthole, and they do all these other things. And Peter Dinklage jumps up in the bed at the end of the movie and says, hey, we caught you, brother.
What the fuck are you doing?
I thought I didn't need to contribute to this, so I'm just kind of dicking around looking in my drawers.
The plot of the movie is they're trying to save the country from these corrupt senators who are in bed with the president, and the only way they can do it is by hiding under the covers because they're tiny.
So what's the name of this movie?
Short Stuff 1. Because there will be sequels.
See, we figured there could be a sequel, so we're just going to put 1 right in the main title.
Let's skip the bullshit. We're skipping the bullshit on this one. Short Stuff 1. There will be Short Stuff 8.
All right. So there you go, Murph. That's your answer.
That got away from me a little bit.
Fat Kid wants to know if a woman and a horse had a baby, would it be a centaur? And if so, would it be allowed to play football?
It would not be a centaur. It would be a
minotaur.
Minotaur.
And no, I think it'd be a centaur, but it'd be the reverse kind. Horse head and a human body.
Oh.
And I'm just going to say, you show me in the rule book where it says a mutant human horse can't play football.
So it has a horse head and a human body?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be play football because they just have to make a special helmet.
Yeah, I could totally play football.
Yeah, why not? Why the fuck not? That's discrimination, son.
Yeah. Just because I'm deformed doesn't mean I can't play football.
Yeah, that's like letting that kid with Downs, Rudy, play football.
He was just a short guy.
Oh, shit.
Rudy, Rudy. Rudy.
That's why he was saying, like, Rudy, Rudy.
Rudy, I like football.
That wasn't part of the movie.
His name is... Rulius, and he was saying, I'm Rudy.
What? Did we see the same movie?
Yeah, the one with Vince Vaughn and John Favreau.
We saw the movie. We didn't see the true story.
You fucking asshole.
It's the movie where Rudy and the other guy have to walk that ring to a mountain or something.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, you're done with your stupid questions, Wolver.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, so while we're on the topic of questions, I figure maybe people would want, if they have life problems,
yeah,
maybe a little more delicate than hypothetical questions about human horse babies.
Rudy, Rudy, like Rudy, Rudy.
Maybe they want to get in touch with. Maybe they want to get in touch with us, Shay. Well, how would they do that via email?
Yeah, you could email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com
or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Yeah.
So fucking asshole. You don't steal that from me.
I was saying it with you. I was participating.
Oh, high five. High five, brother.
That's right.
Shay, high five.
High five.
Turkey.
Oh, you turkeyed me, kind of.
I don't know what's going
on. Oh. Hold on. Turkey.
Well, I've kind of fucked it up. You're supposed to do it like this. But that's a little hard. It's complicated.
Hold on, let's do it again.
High five.
Jesus Christ. This is turkey. Great. This is great for an audio podcast.
Yeah,
my kid loves the turkey, dude.
Yeah, she does.
It's funny.
She's your kid. I wouldn't expect nothing less.
So we figure, you know, they might need a reason to contact the show.
And they should contact the show. Because
they should.
Because Tim and I are very inept in the ways of advice. Because we've lived through a lot of...
So you lived a lot of life.
Yeah. We've lived a lot of life. We've lived a lot of turmoil. We got a
third today.
We have a third. We don't usually have a third. Although this, you know, I mean, this is the third time that Wolfer's been on the podcast.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, no, I mean, we're going three separate episodes here. This is the third episode of the Wolford.
Yeah, the Wolfman. I'm sure the Wolford will have plenty to say about these.
Let's do it.
These topics. These are Christmas advice things that I pilfered. Uh-oh. Kind of crazy, but my girlfriend is seriously turned on by Santa Claus. The dude, the old dude, big belly, white beard, his power to find out if you're naughty or nice, etc. The whole thing just gets her going. So our first Christmas together, we're both in our early 30s. She rocks. She's got a great sense of humor, sweet personality. She's intelligent, hot, best sex I've ever had. She told me about the Santa fantasy a few weeks ago when Santa started to pop up all over the place. She gets especially turned on when she sees an actual Santa, which starts her thinking about sitting on his lap and what could happen next. You get the picture. So here's the question. My sister has two young sons. A few years ago, she bought a Santa suit, and I've been dressing up in it and going over to her place to give my nephews a thrill on Christmas Eve.
Balls of steel.
I don't have my own kids yet, but I love my nephews like mad, and it's cool to see how excited they get when I, aka Santa, walk in the door. So you know what's coming next, right? It occurred to me that I could keep the suit an extra day and give my girlfriend a thrill, too. I wouldn't tell my sister about it, obviously. I just put the suit to a little extra use before I returned it. What do you guys think? Is that an acceptable use of the Santa suit?
Yeah, Tim, if you just wanted to say it on the show, you didn't have to make up a fake
name. I have to pose it as a question.
If your wife, you know, is into that, I mean, that's what she's into.
I mean, it's the same. So my point of view is that people rent tuxes.
Yeah.
It's obvious that most people probably have sex or get into the sexy time while they're wearing the tux.
Right.
It wouldn't be any different to me.
Right.
It's an outfit that you rent. I mean, the chick's into Santa. That's fucking weird. But just because, like, he's old, but I guess some chicks are really into old chicks. I'd be more concerned about whether or not, like, the chick really wants to be with him because she's so into old guys. Honestly.
I don't know if that's a concern, necessarily. To me, the weird part would just be that my sister rented this suit and I'm using it to get fucked.
Well,
that part seems weird.
Nah, people do shit to get laid nonstop, dude. You do everything in the guy's life up until you get married is to strictly have sex.
This one is especially for you, Shay, because I know you're dealing with a similar situation.
I don't get to answer this question?
No. Next question. You already did. What the fuck?
I didn't.
You made a joke about my wife being into that. That was your answer. What do you got? What else you got?
I was going to say, the more fat guy... That's a centaur. The more fat guys that dress up like a pimp that get fucked, it's better news for me.
Like a pimp?
Yeah.
Santa dressed like a pimp?
Red velvet with white fur on the trim.
No feathers, bro. No cane. Come on.
I don't know what kind of Santa you have. Obviously, it's not that much fun.
Shay, this one will hit close to home. My grandmother is 90 years old and in a nursing home 5 hours away from me. Growing up, she was always very good to me, even taking me in during college and co-signing on my first car loan. It's been years since I first saw her. She desperately wants to see me, and every time we talk, she asks me to come visit. Unfortunately, I'm out of work and money is tight. What do I do? Should I say, well, it's Christmas and she might not be around much longer, and risk getting behind on my utility bills?
Fuck off!
Fatality.
So visiting his grandma in a retirement home, is that what you said?
That's the question. But should visit his grandma for Christmas when he's broke and it's 5 hours away and he's maybe couldn't make his utility bill payment?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you say it's close to home for me, it's close because I'm going down on Saturday to visit my grandma. And she's, I don't even know how fucking old she is. She's upper 80s, early 90s, maybe. And I'm going to go see her for Christmas because it's probably going to be her last one. As someone who's close to their grandma, I would say that's kind of like a no-brainer. Yeah, go see your fucking grandma, dude. Like, utilities, they don't shut that shit off.
Not in the winter. I think that's illegal.
Not in the winter. It absolutely is illegal in the winter. They will not turn your heat off in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like I don't know my grandma that well. I've probably met her 5 times in my life that I know of. Maybe I saw her more when I was a child. I don't know her that well. And I'm going to go down and see her. I mean, I have no fear of the power being turned off. But I would say, that, like, yeah, dude, like my grandpa died. I don't know, 5 years ago or so, and he lived out in California. And Tim, I was with you when I got the
phone.
You're
being a bummer, dude.
Yeah, no, but I got the phone call when I was with you when he died, and like my immediate reaction was like, shit, I wish I would have talked to him.
Right.
I when he called more. Like, I wish I would have just talked to him a little bit more because I was kind of quick to get him off the phone because I didn't really know the fucking guy. So I think he should absolutely go down there and see his grandma because, like, he's going to regret it. You know, you don't want to live a life of regret, especially with somebody who you really care about and who's always been good to you.
Yeah. That was my advice to you, too. Go see your fucking grandma, you shit sack.
I told you I am, motherfucker.
You stupid sack of shit.
Well, but the difference is that I'm not close with my grandma. Like I said, I've seen her maybe 5 times in my entire life.
Yeah. Wolfie?
I was with Tim, too, when I found out my grandpa had passed away. I think it's weird. Your problem.
Shit, do I kill
the angel
with grandpa?
You're the angel of death.
God damn it.
Angel of death.
I don't
death.
Remember that. What was that?
I was at your house over on Forest Hill.
Yeah.
Me, you, and Jamie were hanging out.
Oh, Jamie.
Fucking bitch. And then I got a phone call, and I ignored it at first. And then I got it a second time, so I answered it. And they're like, hey, Grandpa just passed away. You should come to the house. So I left.
What were we doing? Just like
we were just hanging out, watching movies. Yeah.
I don't remember that. What movie?
I don't know.
I still don't remember it.
No. I would say you should go visit your grandma, unless she has Alzheimer's, because then she'll never know if you show up or not.
But you're not visiting for her in that circumstance. You're visiting for yourself.
She won't know. It's all right.
I feel the same way.
You can skip it.
My grandparents all died really young, but I remember my my grandma, I skipped her last birthday to go to a junior high dance, and I still feel guilty about that shit.
Priorities, because you met your wife there. Oh, wait, no, you didn't.
No,
you're
didn't.
A bad grandson.
I was a horrible grandson still. Well, I guess I still am. All my grandparents are dead. I wanted to feel some sexy preteen hips.
That's
at the
right.
time.
Stand 5 feet apart, but still have those hands on those hips.
Dude, hands on the hips, man. I remember those. I remember those days.
And you're like, I can almost feel her underwear line. I'm gonna go home and jerk off to this later.
Exactly. I still feel guilty about that.
Why
shit.
Why are you gonna go home and jerk off? You have a fiance at home. You gonna go jerk off in the bathroom?
He doesn't even know what we're talking about. He's not even paying attention. He's over there on his.
I know.
Soundboard.
He just chimes in to make fun, and it doesn't even make sense. Just what are you doing, Jay? Just knock it off.
Listening.
I live far away from my family and really look forward to spending the holidays with them. However, I do not want to go to Catholic Mass with them. I am not religious at all and feel like a hypocrite going through the Catholic aerobics. My family members are all CEO Catholics, Christmas and Easter only. I don't know why we have to do this ritual when no one else seems to care. However, my mother will take it badly if I don't go, and my father would appreciate me not upsetting my mother. I would rather start a new tradition, like playing a family game, or just enjoying each other's company. My parents admire my independence of thought in every other area of my life, but my not being on board with the religion thing seems to really hurt them. What do I do?
You do whatever the fuck you want. Who gives a shit about, like, your family and how they feel about your goddamn religious beliefs?
Do you really agree with that, Wilford? No. All right, thank you.
No, seriously, like, it's your fucking life. Your family does not control your religion.
1000% disagree with you. 100%, more than 100% disagree with you.
Why?
It's a one day a year, and it makes your mom happy to go spend an hour at Mass. Just go fucking spend an hour at Mass and shut up about it. You don't have to believe in it. You don't even have to enjoy it. You just have to go and smile and wave and shake some hands and go home. Who gives a shit? It makes her happy. Go make your fucking mom happy on Christmas. Shay, make your mom happy on Christmas.
No.
You fucking ungrateful fucking son. Get the fuck out of my house. You sack of shit. What a useless piece of shit you are.
This is like, I feel like this is turning personal.
It's very cathartic.
It's actually hurting my feelings. This is getting weirdly personal here.
No, I'm teasing mostly.
No, when your dad starts giving you shit about it, like, you need to go for the family. You scream out, "You're not my real dad," and then you go lock yourself in the bathroom.
Well, I think Wolford's got the best idea there.
There you go.
No. You go make your mom happy. Jesus. It's easy.
Your dad's going to make your mom happy. Oh, yeah.
Snap? I don't know. It's a question mark. Question mark.
Two goddamn episodes in a row.
Yeah, we're losing steam. Shay has really lost momentum after I yelled at him.
I really did. No, like, you actually did make me feel weirdly bad about
did
it.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Why? Does your mom go to church?
No, she doesn't.
Does your mom want you to go to church?
It's not about, like...
Your mom goes to church.
My mom does.
No, my mom does not go to church. She's, like, made me feel really bad, like, weirdly, because you were yelling at me very personally there. That was weird. Even though I know you were joking around, that was still, like, weirdly personal.
Really? Did it
yeah.
take, because of your history with people forcing you to go to church?
I don't know. I don't
is
know.
Is that
what,
why? Have people
know.
Have people in your past forced you to go to church before, Shay?
Yes.
It's almost like there's a story behind this.
Is that something that's happened before?
I feel like Tim knows the story better than I do.
Oh. Who has forced you to go to church?
Santa?
Santa Claus.
I mean, he asked us to lead with questions.
You son of a bitch.
So I'm trying.
My ex-wife forced me to go to church, Timmy.
Really? How yeah. often did that happen?
She would force me to go to church probably 3-4 times a week.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Whoa.
That seems like a lot of times.
Now,
that's a lot of church.
It would be like, so we would ride together to work in the morning because I worked in...
Why did she want to go to church so much?
She was a Catholic, man.
Was there somebody there that she wanted to see at the church?
Yes.
This is almost turning mean. We should probably not do it.
Cool. Tim, tell the story. Tim, you tell the story, please. I don't want to tell the story.
Time? We're running out of time. How much time do we have?
I haven't been paying attention.
He never stopped recording, so the time is almost up.
I know, it is. What,
it's probably about time for a music break, though.
No,
we're way past it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we have like 10 minutes left in the episode.
Really?
10 minutes at most, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
No music break.
No music break in the second one, yeah. Tim, you can tell the story if you want. It's a little...
No, I'm just asking you questions, man.
Yes,
I have no agenda.
My ex-wife had a favorite priest that she wanted to go hear sermon from, that's or whatever it's called.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder why that was.
It's because she wanted to nail him. And he's pounding that pussy every night now.
But you were married at the time that they met.
Yes. And yeah, that was weird, we were.
Right?
Yeah, no.
That make things awkward?
Yes, it made me very awkward.
Tell us about how awkward that was.
It was obvious that she had feelings for him from a very early point in that relationship. And My wife and a priest. This is going to be such a downer to the end of the episode.
I think it's a happy way to end the Christmas episode of Atomicast.
Okay. So, she had a thing for the priest, and, she started going to church a lot.
3 to 4 times a week.
I went with her 3 to 4 times a week.
She went more often than that.
And she'd go over to his rectory and view his erectory.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and, I'd be doing my thing and go out and hang out with you, and she'd presumably be hanging out with him. And
he'd be doing her thing.
He'd be doing her thing. Yeah, so my wife flipped me for a priest. It was a weird fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird story because, the priest, and when they started hanging out, it was one of those things that was like, she asked me if I was okay with it. I was like, dude's a fucking priest. Like, you're allowed to be friends with the...
Yeah, you're not a 5-year-old boy.
Exactly. Although her body
turned a miserable cheating cunt, but it turns out that she was that.
Both of those things.
She's a 5-year-old boy.
Well, her body is. Because she's anorexic now.
This is awkward now.
Yeah, no, she got weirdly anorexic, presumably to please him because he was into little boys.
Presumably.
No, when me and Tim started hanging out again, it was really weird because, I was like, so how's Shay doing? Because I haven't, I didn't talk to you.
Right.
And his first response was, well, the priest is out of the priesthood. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Is that code for something?
Nope.
No, that was me not me answering the question in a weird way.
Yeah, so, there was some, they hung out and they were part of this youth group. His name was Ryan Bredemeyer, Father Ryan Bredemeyer from Washington, Illinois. Now he lives in Naperville, Illinois. He used to be a priest.
So if you see him, go sinner
or punch him in the nose. No, don't actually punch him in the nose. That's assault. So he, They started this young adult group, 20s and 30s year old type group, to go and, people come and hang out, and they spent a lot of time together planning things and blah blah blah, and they got close, and I knew something was going on pretty early on, so I kind of said something, and
yawn during Shay's story.
I'm not.
Well, it's okay. He's heard it.
To the Shay story.
He's heard it and lived it a million times. So they got pretty close, and I said something to her, and I felt like something was very strange about it, and she for a lot of the time she tried to make me feel bad, and throughout a lot of it I was just kind of like, no, I'm like, you're not gonna make me feel bad about this. Like, you're the one that's clearly doing something wrong when you're not admitting to it, when I see it and it's very fucking obvious that something is going on here. And there were a lot of times where she'd say things like, okay, well, you know, we'll make this right. We're married, you know. I won't hang out with them as much, and or you know, you can be there anytime we hang out. And like, I hated that because I didn't want that to have to be our relationship.
Did you feel like you were babysitting?
Yeah, I really truly did. And you don't want to babysit your wife, you know. That's not something you want to do. And you know, I knew the guy too, and like, I would hang out with him sometimes, and like, I would be very blunt about how I felt, and he would talk to me, and we'd talk, and he'd try to reassure me, and then
and he'd go behind your back and tell other people how your wife could get an annulment.
That's coming. well,
so is he.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so I told him these things about how I felt and, you know, how everything was making me feel. And he told me that, you know, they'd back off and blah, blah. And because he had been kicked out of a church previously for something similar.
Oh, I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, he was a
scandalous
at St. Patrick's down in Bloomington. He was the priest there, and there was a relationship that people that were not comfortable with him and a female parishioner. So he was removed from that church and moved to the church in Washington.
And seems like they would do a better job of, like, well, let's get him as far away from Bloomington as we possibly can.
Well, he, yeah, I don't know what happened with that, but. So, you know, things kind of just kept going and going and going. And then finally, like, it got to the point, it was so bad, it got to the point where, and this is, I hate even fucking saying this, but I was, like, worried about her talking to him throughout the day. You know, and there were, you know, I'd be like, well, please don't, you know, just be sitting there texting him all fucking day. And she's like, okay, well, I won't talk to him while I'm at work. And then one day, I was like, okay. I mean, I fucking felt so shitty about it because I didn't want to be that controlling asshole husband and whatnot. And then,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then, like, I hated it. But, like, there's one day he was, like, apparently they FaceTimed every day at lunch.
Weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. And then, but one time he accidentally called me because at the time I forget the exact scenario and why it happened, but he accidentally called me when he was trying to call her because something at the time where she was using my iTunes account for her phone or something like that. So he was trying to FaceTime her. I wish I knew the specifics, but I don't. But he accidentally called me, or she accidentally called him. No, I think it was she called him, and then I saw it in my phone record that she tried calling him, and they talked for like, or she called him, and they talked for like 26 minutes or something like that. When, you know, her and I would usually talk at lunch, and then it was just, at that point, it was like, okay, she's just all into this guy. And then like a week later, he was removed from the church. Because somebody saw them hanging out. And, I mean, there were lots of other conversations that went on between the two of us. And, you know, I cried a lot and a whole bunch of other shit. But, I mean, there were a lot of... Somebody saw them hanging out and constantly and said something to the diocese about it. And they removed him from the church. And she was broken up about it for, like, a week. And then she went back to school, and the first day that she was back to school after Christmas break, she was so distraught about it that she had to come home. And at that point, I knew that something, like, more was going on. And so I asked her, and she just flat out told me that, like, yeah, they had a relationship. Like, they were together. And, like, she was in love with them, and things had happened. You know, and we were married, so I was like, okay, well, you know, of course I was fucking destroyed about it, and I wanted to make sure that our marriage worked and whatnot, and, you know, I suggested some things with therapy and couples therapy and things like that and working through it, and she agreed to it, and then I swear to Christ, 10 minutes later, she was like, no, I don't want to do any of this. And then 10 minutes later, she'd be like, but I love you. You're my husband. And then 10 minutes later, she'd be like, no. It was a lot of back and forth and a lot of conflict in her head with his...
cunt.
Yeah. With what she wanted to do. And it really, truly was like a day-to-day thing. When I was there, she was she wanted to be with me. But when I was not there, because throughout this process, like it was back and forth between like she wanted me to live there with her. I mean, all this happened literally within like less than a week's time. Like she wanted me to go live with, get out of the house to
give away your dog.
That's later.
What a bitch. Still a bitch.
Yeah, she is still a bitch. But like, she wanted me to live there with her, and she wanted to make it work. And she went from that between like me living out away from her and her wanting to do her own thing. And I mean, it was really like a day to day thing. And finally, it got to the point where she was just finally like, and we saw a therapist a few times. And this story's going on really fucking long. I told you it's a long story, man. We can stop.
You're about done now.
Yeah.
You got a divorce.
We got divorced. And now she's married to a priest.
What a bitch.
Former priest. But yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, a real quick version of mine is I was engaged when I was 20 and she ran off with my best man.
That's a terrible thing. Not story, just a thing. Just terrible fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, it was awful.
I wasn't engaged, but my girlfriend fucked my best friend who was married with a baby on the way.
That's fucking awful.
We've all had horrible relationships.
Dude, you know what? I don't think that's rare. I think that it's just something that happens to guys. Yeah. If you have relationships and shit happens and you're young and dumb. Shit, you were 20? That's young and dumb.
I was way too young to be. It was more like, hey, we got all these problems. I bet if we get married, it'll fix all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That always works.
Yeah.
I was 27 when my shit went on, which is probably too late. It seems like but I wasn't my fault.
Seems like she should have gotten it out of her system, and they definitely should have gotten it out of their system at that point.
I was 27 when all the shit went down with my wife.
Yeah. So I think there was some, I don't know. I don't feel like that's us being stupid or us doing wrong things.
No.
It's just young relationship shit is stupid and it goes wrong sometimes. And that's part of the deal. You got to go through a lot of bad ones before you get to good ones. That's fine.
My ex-girlfriend's a lesbian now with 3 kids.
Nice.
Yeah.
You and Polk, dude, you find the lesbians and you date them.
Mine was only one. So how many Polk have?
2, I think.
2?
Maybe just one. I don't know. I don't think I have any.
Yeah.
No?
I don't have many serious relationships, though.
Yeah?
Serious ones.
Serious?
Serious.
I didn't know what that was.
It was nothing. I don't know either. Are we done? Are we done, kiddos?
We're done. I never got to do any of my segments.
Motherfucker.
Hey, guess what? In the UK, you can't have porn with face-sitting, female ejaculation, which means squirting videos. Fisting and or caning.
No fisting?
No fisting.
Motherfucker, I love fisting.
Do you really?
No.
Well, okay. That's so gross. All right, so we're...
What's the last one? Caning?
Caning. Like, what's you caning? Can't, like, whipping or canes or anything like spanking.
I don't care about that. Well, spanking, you should be able to spank all the fuck you want.
Yeah.
We're way past time now as
the interview is banned.
That was one of my topics,
it's
yeah.
done.
Yeah. The interview is banned. We don't care. One thing I want to say about what Brian said, though, is that... One of my, like, weird fucking... I feel like it's a weird fetish, but maybe it's not. It's fucking squirting. Like, I could just jerk off the squirting videos all day long.
Yeah. No.
I don't...
No. I like some good squirting and face-sitting every once in a while.
Yeah.
In my porn. I'm not saying in real life.
No.
Because that's kind of messy.
No.
But.
No, I want... Like, my fucking fantasy is have just a fucking girl squirt all over me.
No.
Don't care.
No.
Don't care that you're saying no.
No.
But like, it's
you'd
like...
You'd get so sick of that shit after about the fourth time. You'd be like, oh, Christ.
Have you been with the squirter?
Jealous. Maybe we should say this for the next episode.
Next episode it is.
A lady in one of my movies was a squirter. I found out afterwards.
Good to know.
My lead from Mictophobia.
You don't need
I
to
found
know.
Out she did porn afterwards, and I looked it all up, and I'm like,
we're
going to
talk about this afterwards.
Yeah.
Signing off, this is Tim.
This is Brian.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you. So here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out my pubic hair.
Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease. Just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping. My dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. Do it right now and don't bite now. Drag your tongue across my meat. If you give me head, there's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be beat. Faster now, deeper now, into your throat. The secret is not to choke. Take my shaft by its base, stuff the whole thing in your face. That's how you suck on my cock. Scream. Although your throat is sore, you'll have to open more to gasp your last breath.